that little snake too.
Yes, it hangs snakes on it, and all those things. Well, now is there a story about that one? Does that one have a story?
That bird just got a little story.
Well,
short one.
So that's
short
all right. One. We don't care. That's a good one. And do you want to tell it in Paiute or do you want to tell it in English? Why don't you tell it in Paiute?
Well, I can't talk good. I've got teeth, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I always talking about white people all the time.
Yeah, let's talk with our language.
Yes, tell it in...
And tell it to Fishbone after a while. He understands real good, that guy.
Yeah, that man.
Who's Fishbone?
Yeah, what's his name, that guy?
That's from our Indian name.
They call him Fishbone.
That woman always from here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sven, huh?
Yeah.
They call him Fishbone, right. Okay.
What's his name? Sven?
Sven,
S-V-E-N. Oh,
S-V-E-N. It's a little bit like seven, see?
Sven.
We know to call him Fishbone because, we call him me. Pagui-oh-ho.
Pagui-oh-ho. Oh, a fishbone. I see. Pagui-oh-ho. I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can call it in English, but...
He like it.
He always laugh all the time calling it fishbone. How is he? He's all right?
Yeah, as far as I know, I haven't heard from him lately. Oh. It's a little story about that bird, huh?
Mm-hmm. Short.
Short. How does it start? Can you remember?
You say when he's Paiute. Maybe when you're not going to tell you.
Can you tell it in Paiute?
No.
No.
Yeah, you tell it in Paiute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like I can remember. Just pretend I can understand it all.
Uh-huh. We call him a tunum. Tunum. Sunuma, Nunguna. Yes, yes. Mi yaru. Nusqua. Qui nga anasquana, numusquana, each woman to cook. Mi yaru.
That had something about an eagle in it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this good to record?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, let's record it then. So when you all went over to get pine, it's a lot of you go, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many wagons. And we never will. put up a tent, you know. And just we got big. We got lots of wood. My father get lots of wood, and Jimmy. And those people was, you know, visitors in the evening, night. And he was a, you know, story over there, you know, talking about old story, you know. Just all clear, you know, star and never looked like gonna storm, you know.
Yeah.
And when we was go to bed, we were sleepy, you know. We never put up a tent. We didn't sleep any place. I don't know when, what time was that, you know, storm was come from this way. You know, the cloud was kind of a black, old cloud, no star.
And the storm came that night, huh?
Mm-hmm, that night.
How big a storm was it? Is it snow?
No, that's the rain.
Just rain.
Just
huh?
rain. You thunder, you know. Thunder.
Oh.
You know. And everybody get up, try to fix the house, you know. Tent.
Oh.
Gee, the water just come down, you know. That's what I told her. We knew that. That's bad, that story.
Oh, it is.
That's a bad one. That's what my grandma always said. Get lots of wood. Always say that. You get lots of wood and you want a story. You always say that.
Uh-oh.
She said, that's a bad one. She always say that.
Is that coyote story? All the coyote stories are like that, or is there just one story that's a bad
all
one?
All of them stories that way.
All of them are, huh? Have you got lots of wood today, Wizzy?
Well, not cool, you know. And in the morning, my father was taller, you know. He said, put up your tent first and you get some pine nuts, he said. No, no, everybody was there, put up a tent. That's what I told Winona last night.
Did you get wet? Rabbit skin blankets, if they got wet, I bet they were hard to get dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of rabbit was over there to milk at that time. Mm-hmm. That's why when we came back, we stopped all of them over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of them.
Where did you go? To get
to this way, the mill gate. I don't know what you call.
Oh, that
I
way
forgot
mill,
our
yeah.
name.
Is that
you know, this side the east gate,
yeah.
the mill gate, and this way.
Yeah.
You know.
North from there, huh?
Uh huh. Okay. You know what's called?
I've forgotten too, was he?
I forgot, you know, that man that was called.
Did it have an Indian name?
Yeah.
What's its Indian name?
Tubatunagabat.
Huh?
Tubatunagabat.
What does that mean?
You know, pine nuts. All about pine nuts. Tuba.
Tuba. Mm-hmm. What did they call Sand Mountain? Do they have a name for it?
Sand Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Out here by, on the other side of Salt Wells.
Mm. We call them Quasi for that.
Posse?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know if that's an Indian name.
Just Indian name, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's
the... We call that the sun, you know, that kind. The Kuba.
I can cool. understand. Oh. That kind of sand. Is there another name for other kinds of sand, too?
Just all of them.
All the sands
sand,
that way.
Sand.
What do they call mud?
Basagwap. Basagwap.
Okay. And is there more than one kind of a name for mud?
I don't know if that's all we just call
it. That's mud, huh? And let's see, we have gravel, which is kind of, you know what gravel is?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a name for that? That size rocks, little rocks? Maybe not.
We call them bashiwap, but that kind. Bashiwap.
Okay. Maybe today it would be better, if you don't want to tell stories, to tell the names of all these places around here. You know those, don't you, Wizzy?
What, over here?
Yeah, on the mountains and on the valley, you know, down in the bottoms and wherever.
But it didn't need.
Mm-hmm. Like you told me the name of the lake down there, didn't you?
What? Oh, outside big one. Airport.
Yeah, right. Outside the airport.
The Kusipa, we call them
Kusipa. I mean, it's the dusty water.
Uh huh.
Dusty water.
And on this side, on the mountain, I guess. That was Izatuk Weep. We call them Izatuk Weep on this side.
Which?
But that lake, this side of the mountain.
The side?
Uh-huh.
The side of the mountain, huh?
Yeah, this side of that mountain.
Is there a rock that stands up there like mm-hmm. that?
Just like this mountain over here. Other side, the highway, you know, the Austin Road. Highway on the other side.
On that south?
That side.
That side, the south side of the mm-hmm. Austin Road, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that? Was it that? Is it the first mountain that you go over
mm-hmm.
on that side?
Yeah, first this side first.
Is it on the other side of Sand Mountain? That side of Sand Mountain?
No,
this side.
Mm-hmm, this side.
Is it right there on that side of the
this
lake?
This side the lake.
That side of the lake.
Yeah, this side.
East side of the lake. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if I write those on. Those names on maps, why then? And you went up here in the mountains to your place up here, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one got all the Indian names, this mountain.
These mountains got all Indian names.
All Indian names. And just down there, you know, those lakes was got all Indian names, too.
Got all Indian names. I didn't bring any maps today. Maybe the best thing to do about those names would be for us to go in the car someday and then you could show them to me.
What?
All the places where they have Indian names.
Mm-hmm. It's got all Indian names.
Do you know them all? Do you remember them?
I just know about the Indian name, yeah. Not white. I don't know about the white.
Well, I know the white name, and you know the Indian name.
Some of them are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you feel like telling coyote stories today?
What, for Indian?
Yeah, in coyote, in Indian. Yeah.
You know, some of them are. I forgot. Of course, there's a lot.
Yeah.
That coyote story. you know, this side from Austin Road, that, you know, we've been over there, that there was a coyote riding on rack. This at the airport, we was over there that time.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, that was Su'u. Call them 18, was Su'u.
Su'u.
Yeah.
Across the road or this side of
no,
the road?
No, this side.
This side of the road, right where the right where the writings were?
Mm-hmm. On the
other
side.
Oh, yeah, that would be Grimes Point then. Mm-hmm. Right, where those coyotes, yeah. Right, that's a good.
So. And it's that riding over there, you know, on the right. It's at the one.
That's the riding itself,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Yeah.
Right. Coyote riding, huh?
Mm-hmm. Coyote riding. It's at the one.
Uh-huh. They have this.
And over here on this side, that it's at the one, and that was, you know, steam was on the mountain.
Oh, yes, I know where you mean. That was right close to the
cave.
Close to that cave, right, yeah. Right, yes. And then that, is that, there's a name there?
My father was calling Paum, that. Paum. Paum.
What does that mean?
In hot spring.
Hot spring.
Hmm.
Oh. And then did that cave have a name?
He was calling forgot her name that.
Well, we can when you think of it and come back. What about that water that ran right along through there, was it? Did he call it, have a name for that? You know, that ditch?
What ditch?
The
any ditch?
Well, that ditch that ran from Carson Lake and came up along the mountains and came up that way.
Just call him a hope.
Just, he didn't call
just
that.
Hope.
There's no particular name for that one then.
Just hope.
Just
And that when rock was up there, this side the cave, down, you know, a long one. That's Kutnyanovi, call it Kutnyanovi, that one.
Was it, we already put that one on the map, so it's written on the map.
Yeah.
You told, you and Alice told me a long time ago, so I wrote it on the map. And now it's on all the maps now.
And that was over there, you know, that Y was grow up here.
Yeah.
That was Waimuha. We call them Waimuha. Just any that one's the name of Waimuha. Not any place, you know.
Not just any place. It's just not that one place.
Just that place
valley.
Is Waimuha.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Was it a long time ago when we were talking about that? I didn't know very much Paiute. And I thought you told me a word that sounded like Sehu.
Who? What?
I don't know. And I have forgotten now, but it sounded something like Sehu.
Maybe that bird named Guhu.
I don't know what it was. I can't
you
remember.
You know, I don't hear him over here. Anybody got a hole over here. Always cry in the evening. You know, just a little bird, you know, gray. Maybe that's what we call him, a koho. And that wheat seed's name Koha. I don't know which one you mean.
I don't know either. I wrote it down, and then afterwards I didn't know what it meant. Something like Sehu, something like that. But I don't know.
And
I don't know what we
talked
about.
And that willow was, you know, he'd get some of this wheat seed, you know, and hit me with that basket.
Yeah.
You know, got long tail.
What?
Call me Chico. That one's name Chico. I don't know which one.
Chico. Maybe that was a. Maybe that. That Chico. Sounds most like it. What is the?
Koha.
Oh, the Koha.
Koho. I don't know which one of me.
It wasn't Koha. But what was that other word? Siku?
Chico.
What is that one?
Was a basket, a willow basket.
Oh, that's the willow basket. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yes, we talked about that, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I just forgot what it was. I wrote it down, then I didn't write what it meant. I didn't write it down very good, I guess, too, so... Is it hard to tell coyote stories, or do you just forget them, or is it hard to tell?
Well, some of them, I forgot some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody with me, you know, I can ask them. Maybe it and I know some of them.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that Lena, I don't know about this Mabel and Ethel.
Well, then it's best to have two people that know each other. Now, you and Edna talking,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell, huh? Okay, then maybe we better, would you like to go over to Edna's house sometime and try there? Do you think that would be a good thing?
We're going to go work on Friday, she said.
She's going to go to work on Friday, huh?
Uh-huh, and how about what you're going to do Friday? And is that, you know, that security check going to come?
On Friday.
On a Friday. You know, always come here late, you know.
Late, I say that.
And how about you can, if you don't go no place, and you can ask them in the office over there, you know, early in the morning, you know, when that stitch could come here, you know, and, you know, always pick up the paper and that stitch. And, you know, we was going to get a check over there. We go early in the morning and we get him over there to office, you know.
Ask them sometime, to hold it at the post
sometime,
office, huh?
Sometime we do that when we go someplace.
Oh.
Know. I was forget yesterday, we should we do that. I told Winona this morning, we should we tell Miss Wheat to ask him over there to in the office and bring over here and we can go over there in the morning to town, I told him.
Oh, I see.
We should we do that, I
said. Okay.
And you can, you ask him in there and my security check and if you bring it and if you come after me and we can go and catch him over there in town or we can
and go on to over Edna. To Edna's on Friday.
Uh-huh.
In I think the morning. I can do that. Yes, I think I can do that.
Uh-huh. If the check come, I don't know. If you can ask them, if they any over there, and you can come, and we can go someplace. And
go over to Edna's and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
You know, sometimes I always come late. Sometimes I always come 30, you know.
Okay. Yeah, we can pick it up in the morning and then go too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
You ask over there before the stage gonna come, you know, honey.
You have to get there pretty early, I imagine, don't you?
We also get down about, I guess 9, sometime. Oh. 8.
Sometime early in the morning.
Yeah, 8 All in right. the morning.
Oh, we'll try that.
You know, some mamas, you know, kind of a funny, you know, over there in working office. He don't give it to us, you know.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes, you know, good when it was in there, you know, working and also give it to us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we can do that all right. And, and then if it doesn't come until Saturday, why, I'll take you over to that. I'll try to take you over to that lady's house.
Who's the lady?
That lady that you talked to there in that welfare place.
Oh,
so she does
open on Saturday?
No, but I know her.
Ah, you don't
open. No, but I know her. I'll take you to her house.
Oh, you know, you see her house.
Oh, yes, I know her real well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we don't have to wait until just Friday. I mean, if it doesn't come on Friday, we can still go see her, and then you can cash it.
Yeah.
I need a worm.
Oh, looks like a couple of nice, a nice big trout, doesn't it?
Nice, I think I'll get some. I think I'll get some for your husband.
Oh, great!
Yeah. You would. I want to go, honey.
Yeah, I find it over there by the rose bushes. Put my sweater on.
Why you?
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You gotta dig them, huh?
Yeah. Well, you guys are busy with your story.
Well, we're having some hard time getting started on stories, Winona.
Oh.
And so, but we've made some other arrangements so that we can.
Well, like she said, she's gonna work with Edna.
Yeah, well, that's.
Two of them put together, you know, they.
Edna wanted her to come over.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay all night on Friday?
Oh, she also might.
Yeah, I can go down and sleep with Leonard.
If you have a.
If he got, you know, her car, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, my car. If she got good.
Yeah. Okay, and then maybe Sunday we'll try to get the cattails and Tully's, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be warm by that time.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
Sunday, Turi Hanito.
Yeah. Was he? Are you going over to Bishop and take those steam baths anymore?
No. The doctor not come yet. You know, the doctor want me to go over there. That's why I go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which doctor? The Indian doctor?
Mm-hmm. Or, that man, he from, what you call it? He not come yet, you know.
He hasn't come that's from Wyoming yet?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why we wait.
I see.
Yeah.
Do they have the same kind over there at Stewart now? I mean, at Scherz now?
Mm-hmm.
Does that same man come there?
Well, yeah, that same man.
He comes there,
he
too.
Come here to first over there to Camarines.
Oh.
And he doctored this Indian over there and move up here to Jesus Jr.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And from over here and go to Bishop.
Uh-huh.
And he get throw over there to Bishop. And he go back again.
And he's through it. And he's through it. Bishop, he goes back again. Mm-hmm. Huh? And does he go other places, other tribes, too?
No, I guess he just went home. Yeah.
Just goes home and then comes back.
Yeah, finish over there, you know.
I see.
Get through over there and go back.
And then does he drive? In his car? His car?
Yeah, it's a good car.
A good car. Huh?
Yeah. He's young, you know, not old.
Uh-huh. Edna said he was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, he's nice. Lady's nice.
His wife's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They go to the ceremonies too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it juice? Edna said she could see lights in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody sees them.
Everybody sees them, huh?
Yeah, everybody sees them. I guess it, you know, it, we all of them, Edna, we and Edna.
Uh-huh.
That's why Edna told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that she could see the lights and. Must be pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, we won't try any stories today then, and
maybe I can tell you that Montehen got native story just like that bird.
Oh, has it? Yeah.
I'm study about Paiute.
Yeah, right.
Saya Puagamana. Esie. So saya Pumitu Pastanej. Pumishu Buyas Equi. Ka Equinish Raisi. Kusa. Saya Kusa. Omatuniku. To Bumatuniku. Ich sehe, sehe ich mir an. Die Dagamast nicht kümmern. Die, Negersubu, Quanna, mir an ihm mehr, so sei ich wohammer, wo mit der Patzana. Kostet wieder vor. Kunumana. That's all.
Oh, well, what did it say?
He said when he was a smell of blood, you know, when somebody killed him.
Oh.
That's what he sung, you know, he's singing that one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, he was a crying, you know, singing about crying. You know, the Matian was a tee tee.
Yeah.
He says he smell of blood. Of blood, you know, somebody killed him. You know.
Oh.
That's all the Martian story. Yeah.
Was it those stories, the songs that the birds sing and the... are all... They're cute songs.
Yeah, you know, some of them got songs.
Yeah. Do you know some of those?
Yeah. Because some of us don't know me, you know.
Yeah.
When my grandma and my grandpa was talking about the always, you know, he's always singing a song.
If you want to sing songs today, that would be real nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you sing the best songs.
And the coyote got, he got lots of songs.
He has?
20 songs, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's what Ashley liked the coyote song. She said she was bringing that kind over here. And I sing for her. And
oh, you did?
Uh-huh. He was in there. He got it he in got there. It. And when I guess over there, you know, somebody play lots, you know, I guess it break them.
Oh.
That's what Ashley said, I'm going to bring him back over here again. You're going to sing coyote song again.
Oh, I'd like to have a coyote song. Uh-huh. I would like to have a coyote song. Can you sing one?
He was dancing, I guess. He said he danced. And she sung like her, you know, on her ear, you know.
Uh-huh.
He sung about her ear, and he sung about her name too, Iza.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Got that kind of song. Everybody liked him, you know, when I was singing for me in any place. You know.
Oh, will you sing it? Can you sing it now?
Iza, Iza, Nakahunekima, Iza, Iza. That kind of song.
Well, what is he doing?
He was dancing a circle
dancing
dance.
Around.
Circle
the coyote was dancing a circle
yes,
dance.
Yes, the coyote got song, you know.
His song.
Mm-hmm. He danced on our song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what he said. And he got another song too, you know, when he, I guess he take the young girls to in the brushes, you know, he told me to take them over there, I guess.
Take them out in the brush?
Mm-hmm.
And then he sang
and,
a song about
that? And he danced again, you know.
Oh, I see. You mean he'd dance he went, and then he'd take some girls out in the brush?
You know, the people, yeah.
Yeah.
And he kill them over there and he go back to, you know, the engine was a dance.
Oh.
And he went over there. I guess somebody killed her brother, you know, hang him up her head, and he was
the wolf.
That's on that, yeah, tiny little, that
yeah.
Wolf head.
And
I guess that's what he was. You know, he went to make somebody all asleep.
Put him to sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm. When those people was dancing,
yeah.
He say, "Uppy up, upa la lu, uppy up." I guess say that name. And everybody went to sleep.
Everybody went to sleep.
Everybody went to sleep. Just any two old lady was a brain one, so was set by the fire, you know.
Yeah.
I guess he know about it, you know. When he got it, then he take it off that.
Off the stick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, just two old ladies, you know, try to tell those people, you know.
Uh-huh.
He said, Mudua Nayawa Ika Mudua. I guess say that. You can't hear me in the sleep.
And so they
take away the,
took away
the brother's head.
Brother's head. Huh?
That's a bad story. That's why, you know, those old man was just, he had a story that time in the pine nuts. That time rain hard, you know.
And that's the day it rained.
And it, and my aunt was calling my father, she said, tonight you're going to meet him again. She said that.
Tonight you're going to what?
And she said, tonight you're going to be meeting again.
Oh.
He said, that's storm, bad one, he said. Just long we go, that one, you know. Glad and long story. I just tell you that song, you know.
Yeah.
Tell you the song.
Those are the stories, those long stories,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to sure see on tape recorder.
Because I didn't know some of them, you know. I didn't know it. And that Lena Winnemuck.
Uh-huh.
She knows some of them. That's what I know.
She told a real cute story about...
I don't know about the just Mabel.
Skunk. No, Mabel doesn't know. Ethel. She likes to hear them, but she doesn't know them.
And Ethel, too. I don't know about her.
How does that coyote story start? That one that you...
You know, me and Alice were story from Pine Nuts. Get Pine Nuts.
Yeah.
That's how I started from over there. You know, from over, yeah, no, that,
where they were?
It was, I guess everybody play and game, gamble, you know. And that crew, you know, he smelled the pine nuts. I just from over the door. what you call it? That pine nut was grow first over the door. This side.
The pine nuts grow, huh?
Mm-hmm. This side should have been, you know, this side should have been mutton over this. Just
this side, Susanville?
No, Sylvian. Sylvia. Lakeview on this side, Lakeview.
Oh, this side, Lakeview.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, see, I've got some books over here about that Sven sent me. I'll go out and see if I can look at.
Well, I don't know. I just hear about that.
But maybe you can tell us a little bit about it. On this side of Iowa.
The Indian.
Yeah. Well, tell me just what you started to tell us about that Siguppa.
Yeah, Siguppa.
Yeah. On this side of Ione.
Across to Ione. Yeah. The mountain.
And there was a cave over there?
You know, down. Got hole.
Oh.
That's what my aunt in Dusso. Holland's grandma. You know, yeah. We all see her picture.
Uh-huh.
I guess my mother's and my grandma. I guess all of my folks that leave it down there, you know. Get some pine nuts over there, you know. He said he played into that hole. Always playing in there. That's where the people always look at and look at the cat to find him, she said.
What plays in there? The people play or the...
No, this is my mother, my aunt, and that Holland is...
Oh!
Grandma always played
in
that
hole.
They
hide in
there. Going in the hole.
Oh, I see.
This was that hole way down. Oh. Under this earth.
Yeah, down there?
Mm-hmm. That's why this no got no mouth to leave, she say, we under this. And... I guess somebody was a...
You mean the people in there
mm-hmm.
have no mouths, huh?
Mm-hmm. Under this earth.
Yeah.
There's a holes over there, you know. I guess go through that man, one man. He was a chasing some deer, you know. And the deer go through that, and that man was, breed a lot of... Sagebrush.
Yeah.
He said he breed him a lot, and he go through that one.
And he let himself down into the hole?
Mm-hmm.
And he...
That deer go through in there, you know. He tracks was in there. And go through that one.
The deer went through?
Uh-huh. The deer went through, and that man was a... He breeded that kind, you know.
He braided some bark and followed him?
Yeah, he followed him, and he lighted it. You know, he lighted it to go through that one.
He... With a
in
light?
A hole. Uh-huh. He keep light.
Uh-huh.
That one.
Now, is that a real story?
That ain't a story. Uh-huh. That's true.
That's true. Okay.
That's why he say he find me that kind, no got no mouth down there.
The people that have no mouth.
Uh-huh. She say a lot of, he was a, she say lots of deers and a lot of tooties, a lot of water. And she said she was set there, you know, when he go through that one.
Yeah.
And he don't find it that the deer, you know.
He
said she just see lots of them. And he look that way, I guess. He sees the smoke.
Uh-huh.
He sees the smoke.
Uh-huh.
I guess that time. And I guess he think about that there's maybe just Indian labor over there, and that's where smoke.
And that's inside the earth, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he went over there, you know. He mm-hmm. went and see those people, you know. She said that time he went over there, you know, she said no got no mouth.
Oh, was he? Really?
She say she was a killed deer and he threw in the fire and mm-hmm. she just smelled the smoke. That's why he eat the
that's
smoke.
That's the way they ate? Oh.
Well, no got no mouth, she say. Huh? I guess he went over there and I guess those people's nice, you know. Can't talk, she said, uh-huh. no got no mouth. And, huh? and that man was standing there, you know. You know, he was look at it, I guess. He said, just the man was told me to. She said, a lot of deer was up here, the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pointed that meat and telling me to, I guess, cook me in the fire. I guess that's uh-huh. where he cut some and he cooked me in the, you know, he got mouth, you know, he uh-huh. eat them.
So he could eat them.
That ain't the story, that's true,
that's true,
she said. She said that came from deer was, you know, long ago, not many deer over here.
Yeah.
No, she said that the deer was come through the hole and, you know, up here.
came out of the hole,
and the ladder there over here long ago, so when we could find that store. Recently, huh. Not many, dear.
Not many.
Not many. This time's a lot.
Yeah.
Lots of dear. I just hear about that, you know, because my auntie knew it.
Was it? That would be very nice to tell in Paiute. Do you want to tell it all over again in Paiute?
Yeah, that's nice to tell Paiute.
That's a real good one to tell in Paiute. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that one all over right? Right now in Paiute? Yeah, I've got enough tape, I think. I think I can understand you. Now that I know what the story is, I think I can understand you when you go along.
Well, maybe some Paiute know it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just my old book is always talking about that. She said the white people will try to look for that hole, can't find him, she said.
Oh, no.
That's my auntie always talking about. And that Holland, that grandma, he said, we always play in there, he always said it. And my grandma always said that too. We play in there, in the hole, he said. That's where the white people look at him. He said, can't find them.
The white people look for them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought their mothers and fathers looked for them when they were... I thought it was for when the little kids played in it. Mm-hmm. That's not right, huh? It's when the white people were looking for the Indians. Is that right?
No, he said he wanted to find that hole, he said.
Oh.
He wanted to find
it. Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. I guess he asked the people, and I guess people never tell him.
Yeah. Well, could you tell that in... That one in Paiute, that real one in Paiute?
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you now.
Mm-hmm.
If I just... Sumi ilmanana, maimua sisi, tiahan niitä narui. Tiedu johan, su tiedes, ku tiiputta vaakan kui. Puhiu ikävästi kanssa. Esi suku sovavi akuatsi, kou iwata pukui sisi. Uru yaha ko viku tipu da wakatu so unna kwezi me a uku tapua gana utu me. Isi avinya kutu tibu yuti kas isi unna kattu. Isi otu kune tia iwa yu otu iwa yu saibu baba panu ya. Isi unna atu kuita to katti. Isi kusa utame mias isi kusa o umu wapiti kas. Umu kaiti baka yu otu. Iwa yu miiki o nannahan nini so umuostika. Kusa isi otu tstuga kati miidu tstuga kati oksotitu tstuga kati kai appiata kati pakai. Kusa otu tskas o upasiksuri kas. Isi kusa ahani. Kusa usi o umu vaisi. Kusa obunniku ukkorka. Umuyesi kusa ikka uhtutupa uhpaata. Mipi tutupa yesi uhpaata, niin hauka ei viita makkaana. Yesi ikka yesi uhpaata usuisi. Mutta tupa uhpaju ei hyhkusa pakausu ui yksi. Kusa yesi usu kimmakusu yesi umu uruhau eikkutti. Sukusa miiden noissa kimmakusissa kuvututtu miepuja riipputa vakannu kesi vatsiksi. Kusa umuisi uta kaksi umu uta punikasu suesi utukimmasi. Suesi jännakot sutsi voivitti. Esi mu vahaa unni kuhuna namu vaan namu. Unni paa nummi kaju pakapaa ibiitti. Ibiitti pisa ibiitti iwa iwa ibiitti umu vata narukkaru. Mies tykkuipti.
I never heard that story before.
That is story. That's
I mean, we call them stories. Mm-hmm. Was he a story? We call them true story, mm-hmm. and let's see, what do you call the other? We call the other legend. Mm-hmm. When it, the coyote, we call legend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, legend.
Legend for the coyote, mm-hmm. the stories that aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell something that I did, then people will say, well, that was a good story. Mm-hmm. That was a real good story. Mm-hmm. So a story doesn't, with us, doesn't mean that it's not true, but that's a real mm-hmm. good, that's a real, well, that, did Winona ever hear that? That one?
No, I never tell nobody.
You never tell anybody, huh?
Maybe yeah. He knew it long ago when we were talking about it.
Yeah. And
my father and that man from Wadsworth, Joe Wadsworth,
mm-hmm.
named Joe Wadsworth, those people always talking about, and my father too.
About that?
Mm-hmm. But that, no got no mouth.
Oh.
It's black.
Oh, heavens, look at those
50
words.
50 of them.
I know I'm not going to be able to find my husband for a week. He'll be out fishing. Oh, no, what nice fat mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah, good ones.
Thank you.
Huh?
Are these the first worms that you've got
yeah.
to share?
Yeah, I was just looking around. Dig them up. Big ones.
There's a lot of them over here.
Yeah,
over
when
there.
They irrigate the place, and that's when they mm-hmm. come
oh.
Right now, the ground is kind of hard.
When the irrigate, you know, in the field, was it kind of it'll make lots of noise. Just that kind, you know, when it come out, it's the
yeah.
water.
Oh, the water bubbles out the holes,
yeah.
and the bubbles
yeah.
make
yeah.
it up. Right. Well, what's the difference? Is there a difference in a Paiute word for a story and a legend? The story meaning true and the legend meaning kind of like a fairy story? Are the two different
well,
words?
Our stories, whatever we tell, is all the truth.
Well, aren't there some that are like the coyote like stories that are
more,
that are more like legends and not like a real happening to somebody that you
well,
know.
This is just a story, you know, an Indian story. You know, they tell that to one another when they all get together, you know, and no one never hear it before, you know. They really
yeah.
is interesting in that. It's really something.
Well,
to
what
hear.
Is the word for the difference? You see, I.
Oh, I don't know. How?
One is a. Meaning a legend, maybe?
Mm.
It's the kind that you sit around at night and tell, goes on and on
yeah, it goes
and
on.
On
and on and on.
Is there a Paiute word for that kind of a story that...
Which one?
Well, you sit around at night and you talk and you tell
yeah,
it and it goes on and
the
on.
The Paiute story.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you use for that word story, Wizzy? So that I don't get it. Huh?
That didn't do it.
No.
Tell them.
Then when it's real, what do you say? but it's a real one, like that one that you just told. It's a real story. I mean, a real, something really happened.
Just waha.
What?
Tell everybody, waha.
Maybe I can, and this is the real one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this
other one. That one's name Deer Hole.
Deer Hole, huh?
Mm-hmm. Deer Duh.
Duh.
Deer Duh.
Oh. That's a real great one. And then, some more of... do you know about a real dangerous woman, and she had 12 brothers?
I don't know.
These are what my notes look like, and I don't even remember what I, why I wrote them down. I don't even know what they mean, but I thought maybe they...
What a story, what?
I don't... These are things that Sven was talking to me about. Oh. And so I wrote it down so long ago, I don't even remember what it means now, you see. These are just little words. It says here, dangerous woman and 12 brothers.
Mm.
And something about it boasts, brags about it, and something about it kills a woman. And that's all I know. I don't remember anything else, but I thought maybe you might remember it. Doesn't mean anything to you, huh? What about a porcupine on a buffalo hunt? And he made a bridge out of quills.
Maybe that's a story.
Yeah. I think so. I think this is a story. Now, tune it. Do you know that one about the porcupine and the buffalo hunt? And make a bridge out of porcupine quills?
I never hear that.
I don't
maybe just from somebody, someplace.
Someplace else. And,
mm-hmm.
And apparently, I think...
Well, the porcupine just, you know, sing about the snow.
Yeah.
That's all. We just know that. He said, hongika, hongika. Hongika, hongika. That's our song, porcupine song.
It makes snow that way?
Mm-hmm. The snow comes. That's all, you know, we knew. She was a good grandpa. And I got up here to this mountain. I guess a grandpa killed him one.
A porcupine.
Yeah, he was looking at his golden. He said, make a Christmas tree, and he put a kutcha, you know, round that, the pine nut tree, and a little tiny one, I guess.
Yeah.
He said, that night it started to snow.
Oh! Because he killed a porcupine.
Uh-huh.
A grandpa killed him,
Yeah.
And I string up the guts around my Christmas tree. Pine tree.
Yeah.
All around it. Then I put the cones on top, make it look like Christmas. The same night it snowed.
No.
Oh, boy, they really get mad at me.
Oh!
Take it down.
You string them up like...
Just like a little marble in that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like a bead. So she had done that.
learned, though, huh?
Yeah.
I learned
the right way. I sure don't understand the rest of these notes. It says, is there something about a porcupine and he doesn't have a knife? No knife?
Mm-mm.
And there's a song? I guess I don't know much about this. I guess I'll throw those notes away.
Maybe that's from somebody, you know.
Yeah,
someplace.
Someplace
you know.
Else.
Nile. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someplace story. You know, someplace, different kind of story, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not same old thing.
Yeah. And the cottontail that went out to shoot the sun, huh? You don't know that one.
Mm-mm.
It's something about he gets a fire, the cottontail gets some fire.
He not shoot it, he just, he says he take it. You know, he was a, you know, he was a hunting some cottontail too. You know,
The cottontail went out to hunt some more cottontail?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. why I just started that one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the sun was a go roll, you know, when you know, sun go down quick, he never kill a cottontail yet.
Oh.
That's why he get mad.
Uh-huh.
He get mad the sun.
Uh-huh.
He say he take it, that sun.
Uh-huh.
He just throw that.
He threw that?
Throw away, you know, high.
Yeah.
High. That's why he go high, you know, long way. The day is a long way. And the ground was burned, you say. That's why I just hear that. That's
Do you know that whole story?
Huh?
Could you tell that story in Paiute?
Uh-huh.
You could.
Oh, well, how good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So double O.
Wait a minute. I'm going to turn this tape over here. I don't think I have enough tape left to...